Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic Energy. I am so excited this evening to be yet having another day of open mic with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Okay, I did that. That was a little bit overboard. But anyway, I am so excited just to be in the land of the living today. You know, we have so much to be thankful for on this evening. So I am just going to say thank you. Just take a moment to just tell God thank you for a brand new day. Hello, everybody in the chat room. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Welcome guests 004054, Shanice Marie and Miss Strong Island. How you doing, girl? All right, we're going to get it started this evening. We have a fun-filled hour and a half of open mic singing, possibly. Then we may have a little spoken word and recital the poetry, whatever it is. Open mic night is all on you guys. The number to call into the show is 917-932-8881. All right, now. Hey, Stevie G, I see you in the chat room. All right, let's get it started here. Let's start with a little bit of music until we get a little more people that come into the room and bless us with some of their verses. So without further ado, let's get it popping right now, just with a little soft tone, and let's start with a little bit of Jay Moore. We have a little bit more of her track, so let's go ahead here with this is a song by her called "Remember" by Jay Moore.
You didn't understand what we had was gold down.
Ooh. I was feeling that song. That was Jay Ma with Remember. All right. I got my groove on with that one. All right. We're going to connect. I see my co-host is in the building, so we're going to connect them in very quickly here. Hey, CBG, how you doing?
What's up, honey? How you doing tonight?
I am feeling great. I don't know what's going on here, but I feel like grooving tonight. I felt that song.
Oh, really? You got some party up in you tonight, huh?
Yes.
You're a day early, girl.
I am here to enjoy myself. It ain't even the weekend, but it's good to feel like this on a Thursday night.
That's for real. It is good. I feel good, too, tonight. I don't know about partying, but I feel good tonight.
All right. You sound good.
I feel better.
All right. So we're going to keep it going here. Like we said, the open mic is all about listening to a little music, poetry, spoken word. We have it all, singing, you know, everything is open mic. That's what open mic is just sharing your talents on the mic. So we're going to keep that going tonight. All right, Strong Island. All right, we are going to bless, you know, like we said a little bit earlier, that we do have people that are starting to send in their tracks, and some of them are paying for advertising time. So we definitely have to keep people in rotation and make sure that they're getting money's worth. So we want to play again the track by one new group that's have a new song coming out, The Electrons. We played their song before, but we're going to play them again, and we're going to play Wayside, which is one of their newest singles, and we hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. That was Wayside by the Electrines, y'all. So we're going to keep the party going here. We're going to get some poetry in. And let me start off. I guess I can start off the evening. I don't know. I probably have read this in months ago on the show, but I'm going to read it again because somebody else hasn't heard it. All right, I'm going to start off. This poem is entitled Wet Dream Reprised. It was an hour. I had some lunch, but wasn't hungry much. Stressed and perplexed, went into the employee's lounge to take a rest. Laid on the chase pillow to my breast, closed eyes, mind drifting back in time, overwhelmed, feeling sublime. Private thoughts in the four corners of my mind, reminiscent of the time when Mr. Hook gave me the most seductive look. And in my loins was a heated flame and my legs wiggly and lame. As I recall, he came in and put on the door latch on the hook, pulled the blinds tight. It was after work hours, 8 at night. He took my hand, said, "Let's dance," to the music in our heart, mixed with foreplay. Fangs and neck, chains caressing and massaging my breast. Standing behind me, thongs ripped, and it didn't take long for him to find me. The rhythm, the beat, the heat. All good, but the lyrics still felt incomplete. He turned me around, facial expression solemn, eyes filled with the fire and desire. The temperature in the room went higher and higher. Sweat dripping from his chest, he slammed my body against the wall and extended one of my legs parallel, but balanced me so I wouldn't fall. With his arrow, his aim, he hit the target every time, blowing my mind. Hitting the target repeatedly, he decided to pick up and flip me upside down, legs ascended into midair, spread open wide. He said, "Hold on to the chair," and let his tongue took a dive. He sucked me up like a biscuit on gravy and like a hungry man at a buffet. All you could eat was his instant replay. It was all good, better than okay. The rhythm, the beat, the heat, the lyrics became a part of me. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, he was getting full and he knew what was coming, the aftermath of good loving. So he took one last bite and called it a night. But wait, there goes the light. Opened my eyes and in my sight stood my boss, Mr. Hooks, glaring, staring with the strangest but most seductive look. With my finger in between my legs, pulled out and doused with my own cream, realizing that it was just another one of my episodes of a vivid wet dream. And that is Wet Dream Reprise, y'all.
Woo! Girl.
All right. Gonna keep the party going here. All right, Stevie G.
That was I had to ask Strong Island, did she write that?
Oh boy. I thought I'd slip one in on y'all tonight.
You got me with that one.
Wrote that about 2 years ago, I think. I think it's been about 2 years. But anyway, nevertheless, we're going to keep it going. We're going to get some more music in here with some of our favorites. And like I said, we got to keep people in rotation. All right. Let's keep it going here. Well, let's hit you with a little bit of spoken word because we know these are some of our favorites, so we got to keep it going here. And then we'll come back with some more poetry. This is Mr. Urban Voodoo with Johnson.
I just wanna see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones. I just wanna see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Whether they fall flush on the floor or they lift your spirit so high you soar. My Sharia Moore, I adore the very thought of you. Pardon me for not extending my gratitude for the opportunity to set you free. For you are a part of me. You see, if we spent more time building one another up, we won't have to worry much about going down. The sound of your voice alone creates my love, Jones. Not to mention your unique physique and the beauty of your skin tone. On the phone all night in the quiet intimacy where only we exist, I feel the urge. I'm Jones. I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones. I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm jonesing like 3 a.m. on my last fix. Months since the last time I kicked, and I can't seem to concentrate. My legs feel weak and I often get the shakes. You see, I believe me meeting you under a sky so blue on that particular date, it must have been fake. But wait, I'm nothing like them other cats who show you love up until you're trapped. You know the type to break you down all throughout they raps. Too busy, trapped in the limelight. Priorities not in order, busy relying on hindsight. But over the course of years, searching the universe, I've learned to put you first because I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones. I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones. I'm Jones. I'm Jones.
All right, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, y'all. That was Mr. Urban Voodoo with Johnson. I just want to take this moment to give a special shout out to Eric Wilson. He was a gentleman that sent in some money to purchase one of the Urban Voodoo CD. You never know who's listening or who's watching or who's paying attention. He's from Wayne, Michigan, so we like to just thank him for wanted to support one of the artists that have shared their music with our show. I knew it would be something that, you know, I don't know why I decided to put my mailing address on the show page, but I'm glad I did. So, and we also want to send a special shout out to Mr. Urban Voodoo because he provided us with his wonderful tracks, and we so appreciate him because he's a very talented man, and he's doing this as his thing. So, and he has his album coming out February the 7th, I believe it is. So we are going to definitely support him in that that new album he has coming out February 7th. And we just wanted him to know that we love him and appreciate him and thank him for sharing his music with the show. The title of his upcoming album is Mercury Rain. So look out for that, y'all. So Urban Voodoo is in the house. So we're going to keep it going here. And poets, don't be shy tonight because this is Thursday night, open mic. All the talent is welcome in this house.
Hey. So I think we got some nervous ones out there.
Yes. Before we go any further, I just want to take this moment to acknowledge the guests that we have in the chat room. Isaria, hello. Welcome back to the show. Hope you get time to call in. All right, guest 054, welcome. Guest 708, Shanice Marie, my co-host Stevie G, and Miss Strong Island. All right, we're going to keep the party going tonight, y'all, and Let's go in with a little bit more music. Then we come back. We'll come back with some more spoken word tracks, and then we'll keep going as you know as we're led. As we're led. I'm sorry. All right, Stevie Joe. Stevie G.
Stevie Joe. Listen, to she done changed my name. Stevie Joe. Oh my God. That sounds so country.
I think I'm a little too excited tonight.
Mm-hmm. What you been drinking?
I don't know, but I need to get a drink or something. So I can have a reason.
Calling me Stevie Joe.
All right.
All right, what are we going to do? I got a piece with your reader. Or are you going to music?
I am going to play a little music, and then we'll come back with your piece and some another song, a new song by Jay Moore, which is called Fly.
All right, Jay Moore got a sexy voice.
Just spread your wings, baby.
All right, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic E, and my co-host is Stevie G.
What's up out there? Strong Island is in the house. She's philosophizing tonight.
Oh, is she? She's philosophizing?
Philosophizing. She's, you ain't hear what she said? Chat room, look at what she said.
What did Miss Strong Island say?
Hold on. What did she say? Where did it go? Oh,
right.
Life.
That's all right. Well, we're going to keep it going here. Azaria, she said she's feeling shy. Oh, I'm getting so tongue-tied tonight.
I'm telling you, I know you done drank something now. You can't even get that out.
I feel like, I don't know why, I'm just so excited tonight. You know,
come
I feel like I'm overflowing.
Do you want me to host? Do you co-host?
You probably shouldn't have Stevie G because I do feel like I've been drinking. It feels like I'm on one of them natural high kind of things.
Oh, you buzzing on life per Strong Island.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to keep the party going. Isaiah, don't feel shy, girl. You have a wonderful voice in poetry. I read one of your pieces earlier this week, and it was awesome. So I hope you get the nerves this evening before the show. We still have 59 minutes remaining in the show, so we will make room for you.
Isaiah, you ain't got to be shy. Come on up in here, girl.
All right.
Thing, okay?
All right, let's hear, Stevie G, you said you have your piece that you want to share with the guests tonight.
Yeah, I got a little short piece, I'll do the first one. I just wrote this, so I'll read this one. It's called Here I Go Again. Here I go again. Once wasn't enough for me. I had to go and do a 380 full circle back to the unforgettable love. What's wrong with me? What was I thinking of? Ego used, heart bruised. I guess love can be called my muse. I feel like I own love and can't find a buyer. Like I'm gasoline pouring myself on a fire. But I seem to love love and love how love makes me feel. But I take love seriously, and I know love is real. I also know love can hurt, so I gear up my defense. To ward off the fake and infatuated, seeking me out in false pretense. Oh, yeah, they're out there in multiples. But only the strong survive, and the weak, well, they're gullible. But a true love has its way of making you not mind, to give yourself up and to give up your precious time. True love has its way of taking control, turning your halves to wholes, intercepting your normal thought process and changing all that logic to a hot-ass mess. Revoking your so-called love, defense to a mush, turning the solid rock to a simple blush. So don't overprotect your heart in a way to frighten a true love away. To be honest, if true love has ever crossed your door, you will want it crossing more and more and more. So I really don't mind that I'm going here again, because I love true love, and it's loving the skin I'm in. This poem is dedicated to my true love. What a ride, but it was worth it. I love you. And that's my piece.
Woo! Yes. All right. Stevie G, what was the title of that poem again?
Here I go.
I love that title. That's I enjoyed that piece, Stevie G. To your
hey,
love.
So we can get you on a song tonight. You feeling it.
Boy, if I start singing, it might be all off key. But I do feel very jolly tonight. I feel so excited tonight. I don't know what kind of high I'm on, but I'm definitely there. All right. Okay, we're going to keep it going here. Let's play a little bit more of one of our favorite artists, Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. We do love him immensely. So he just has a wonderful voice in the world. So we're gonna do his piece entitled Lifetime.
I keep hearing you in the consciousness of my conscience, telling me that the feel of my kiss is like the warmth of a granny made quilt in the heart of a Colorado winter. You then take a trip to the subpart of my conscience, now telling me that the most secure comfort you feel is when you fix yourself between the thickness of my arms, forever open to receive you at any time. I get informed by you that the melodic words of praise and encouragement flowing from my lips to your spiritual ears lift you to the highest level of esteem for oneself. Upon receiving the flow of words from your lips to my ears, I feel the greatest sense of honor, knowing that you trust me enough to allow me to be your comfort. While you sit down next to me, my mind goes into the spasms of random thoughts until I lift up my eyes, turning my head to the right of me, resting them on the vision of you. Something strange begins to happen. I begin to see you from inside out. The sheer beauty and strength of your essence becomes all-consuming. Flashes of you and I appear in my mind, us taking long-distance trips by car just because we want to do so. Dancing from this time to that, finally realizing the hour has moved from 6 to 8, only for it to seem like just seconds have passed. Hearing you tell me how you love me, just before I step to the mic to spit, I cry. Like a scene from the perfect movie, you kiss me, sending my mind and spirit into orgasmic eruptions that never end. The next vision is us, hands intertwined as the obstacles of life come from many directions. However, we are part of one another's stability. Therefore, we will be here one for the other, like the air we breathe. Then I see how we always make love as if each time would be the last. Coming full circle, any thoughts? These visions. I know beyond any doubt that you are my best friend, the keeper of my heart, flesh of my flesh, spirit of my spirit, for a lifetime.
All right, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Poetic E, and my co-host is Stevie G. We are so excited tonight for some odd reason. I still didn't get that drink.
I think you have. I think you just... You made me want to go into my little cabinet and then just pour me a little something.
I wish I wanted a drink. I don't even have none. I'm just...
I got plenty in there.
All right. That was Mr. Quiet Storm, a spoken word with Lifetime. I just love his voice and his tracks. You know, he has so many wonderful ones. It's hard to pick and choose from such a talented person. But anyway, we are going to keep the show going this evening. Mr. CBG, like always,
yes.
You know I can always play your songs.
Oh,
because it's just an absolute must, because you never know who's listening, you never know who's watching. So we're going to play I Want You, because that's one of my favorite songs. All right, this is my co-host, y'all, Stevie G, with I Want You.
Oh, it's me, y'all.
Okay.
y'all. Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. That was my co-host, Mr. Stevie G with I Want You. All right, y'all. Tony got some vocals on him.
Ooh.
When you gonna stack?
One of these days, one of these days.
Thank you, strong.
We're going to keep the show going here, and we're going to begin taking callers on the switchboard here. And our first caller from the 786 area code, you are on the air with Poetic. He is Stevie G. Who do we have?
We'll put your thumb in the bag, and that's it for you. Don't go in a big bag of brownies. So if you do, I'm going to beat your ass.
Woo! Somebody getting beat.
786, you on the air.
Make them go get a switch, 786.
I'm real serious.
Okay, I'm not
sure. Don't mind cupcakes kind of disturbing.
All right, we're going to come back on this. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the 562. Call on the 562 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Step up to the mic and sing.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo,
oh, what's good?
Are you there?
I'm chilling, man. What's good? Hey, thank you, sis. It's your boy, Urban Voodoo. Live and direct. What's good with y'all?
Urban Voodoo, how are you?
I'm all right, man. I appreciate that.
You know you.
Wow, that is like tight. Man,
yeah.
I really appreciate that. Hold on one second.
Yeah, very surprising.
I said I'm very what?
I said it's very surprising that we have money for you. Be someone sent in some money from you for one of your upcoming albums. Definitely got to make sure you get that.
Okay, yeah, definitely, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
There's a couple ways to do that, but we can talk about that off the line. I don't want to, you know, be using your show for my own personal gain right now. You know, want to enjoy it. Maybe
it's all
share good. A little something.
Yes, okay.
Ma'am. You know, I'm gonna be having a show coming on. Next Thursday, I'll be doing my first show. I'll be interviewing my partner, Sean Harris. My show is going to be on klbc.org. It's going to be called Speak Your Peace with Urban Voodoo. And I'm going to open it up as an open mic show, so, you know, you might be able to, maybe we can get some of the poets to come over to your show too, man, because it's a real, real large community out there, and I don't really... I really don't know that everybody is hip yet, and I'm about to make them hip, because
all right.
Place to be, you know what I mean? So, most deaf, so I'll definitely hit you up about that, and, you know, looking to interview some of all these Blog Talk hosts, so I'll be in touch with you once I get off the ground real good,
because
out here in California don't know about Blog Talk, so we want to get them... informed about your show.
All right.
But if I may, I wanted to spit a piece for you all tonight before I take it in. If I may.
Oh, yes. We're ready for you.
Thank you. This piece is called... I don't want to be naughty with you guys tonight. I'm going to do Mysteries Gift. If that's cool, I don't know how y'all run y'all show, but you know,
we open.
Just do your thing, right. Brother. And do your thing. Don't worry about how we
yes,
take
sir.
It.
Sir. Good looking out. All right, so yeah, this piece is called Mystery's Gift. And it goes a little something like this. She enchants me with ways that fascinate the curious boy in me, who often imagines the paradise beneath her clothes. Mentally masturbating with thoughts of her sensual surrender, was lucky to befriend her and enter into this intimacy that we share. True love is oh so rare. It's Oh, so rare that when a jewel is unearthed, a fool like me begins to see clearly. Like inhaling intoxicants, my eyes were bloodshot and wide open, hoping she rushed home to get her fix. Betwixt am I to try explaining how she be draining me. Fellas, she put a spell on the dude. She put a spell on the dude that left me subdued, almost shivering. Shivering like I can't find the words to say except foreplay. The way she be gently nibbling my nature, naughtily, heartily taking me in and out and in. I cannot pretend that I don't get aroused. And to tell you the truth, I can't help but get too loud. And she, not too proud to expose those mystery gifts. In turn, I adapt to each and every curve, lipping solid lullabies to her labia. We play hide and seek between satin seats. Her nipples peak. I get excited. And to tell you the truth, I love the way it's bited. Then I bite you. We made that abdominal connection. Erections expand, making demands on your warm, secretive places and your charms. Your charms, like black jewels, lips like tender morsels of flesh. Delicious to the taste, adorning your face with majesty. We are in tune with mystery's gift. And that's the piece.
Lord, did you say we play hide and seek through satin sheets?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you know what we're doing? We got to show Urban Voodoo some love here. Thank you, Mr. Urban Voodoo, for that. You got everybody on fire up in this room.
Now, should I be a party pooper and recite something to put some thought on the mind, or should I just leave it at that? I don't want to, you know, mess with nobody's good feelings.
you are. We do have some other callers on the air, but whoo.
Right, sis.
All right, now.
Thank you
so much for that piece, brother. We appreciate you calling through, and we definitely will connect and handle that situation there.
Thanks for coming out again, bro.
All the time, brother, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. You always rip the mic up.
Well, thank you. I will be back.
All right.
Thank you so much. And if I can tell your audience, man, y'all can find me on Facebook. I do accept friends, love to read people's notes. I got notes. If you got poetry, I don't mind reading it and let you know what I feel. You can also find me on ReverbNation.com as Urban Voodoo. We can talk about the rest after you come up. And I'm going to say peace. Y'all have a good evening.
Good evening, man.
All right, y'all heard it from Urban Voodoo, how to connect with him. He's on Facebook and Reverb Nation. Connect, y'all. All right, we love you. Good night. We're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 24 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
That's Mind Poet.
What's up, Mind Poet?
Hi, Mind Poet. How
What's
are
up?
You?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
All right, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Thank you. This piece don't have a title, so. I hear cries of children. Cries of children who lost their parents on September 11th and shouts of 187 against Osama bin Laden. My people never forgotten. Days of slavery when you beat me. Don't you even say it's ancient history. In these days, you don't beat me, you came in mentally. Then you asked me to serve the United States military. Give me one good reason why should I fight for this country when my people is only known for sports and entertainment industry. You don't even have the eyes behind my back. You're not my friend, you're my enemy. Hate me for the color of my skin and who I believe in. And so what if I believe in Jesus Christ? You want to fight and take my life? So if I set a pledge in God's name to the flag while you go around marrying fags, I shake hands with Muslims, Arabs, and Jews. I have free religion because I pay my tax dues. There's wars and wars for the Middle East, from R. Kelly to child molesting Catholic priests, from John Paul II to the mark of the beast, and church and state is separated, and church and state is separated, but God's name I trust is on a quarter. Here come the New World Order from United Nations. How are you going to handle this situation when churches are closed and your Bibles are taken away and get shot in the head? You're trying to pray. I hear crying and people dying to my left and people dying to my right, but this holy war to stop tonight. Can we all just get along? Any means necessary. Wake up and smell the coffee. Thank you. Mind poet.
All right, well.
All right, boys, y'all in the house of shows from love here. Woo! Yes, Mr. Mind Poet, you brought it tonight. We thank you and appreciate you for coming through, sharing
well,
that peace with us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right,
Mind Poet, thanks again.
All right, thanks.
All right. We're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 504 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
How you guys doing tonight? My name is Masik.
What's up?
Hello, how
hi.
You doing, sister?
This is my first time calling into your show. I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome. We're so glad you made it on tonight.
Thanks. I wanted to give a shout-out to Urban Voodoo. I don't know if he's still listening, but I love that piece he just did.
Yeah. Talented brother.
Yeah, very, very talented. I have a piece that I'm going to do. It's titled African Pride.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. Even though we were bought and sold, our African pride remains in our souls. Stolen from our homes to work in your lands, as if you didn't have two of your own hands. From picking your cotton to cooking your dinners by raping our women you thought you were bigger. Setting our families to fall places, treating us like trash because we're different races. Tears you watch roll down our faces as you tortured us and sold our babies. We were hanged, lynched, or burned, and you beat us until we cried. But no matter how bad things got, you could not take away our African pride. Now that we're not your slaves anymore, you want to send us back to Africa. But there we would still be if our ancestors, you, wouldn't have captured. You want to be more than us, but God made all men equal. But to you it doesn't matter that we too are people. You want us to be ashamed of who we are and where we come from. Not all are like that, but there are still some. Equality we may never see, but the best at everything we do we will prove to be. So it doesn't matter what you've done or how hard you continue to try. You've taken a lot from us, but never our African pride. And that's my piece.
Well, that was tight.
Woo! Yes!
Thanks.
Yes! Wow, she said, you have taken a lot from us, but you haven't taken our pride. Oh, I love that.
Ooh, oh, wow, thank you.
Somebody said you were going to crucify the mic tonight, and that you did. I thoroughly enjoyed that piece.
Wow, thanks. Thanks.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I'm so glad you had the opportunity to share that.
Because that one was something else.
Well, we have a lot of callers on the...
talking about later on the
show. If we have time, we definitely love for you to come back. But we do have a lot of callers on the switchboard here. But we definitely enjoyed that piece. That piece is going to... I wrote that down, African Pride. I like to read that again. Hear that again.
Thanks.
All right, thank you, sister. We so love you. Please do come back again. All
sure
right,
will.
Mystique, y'all. All right, we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 631 area code. You are on the air with Poetic Key and CVG. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Strong Island, 631.
Hi. Miss Strong Island.
Hi, Strong Island.
Hello, hello.
Hello, you little philosopher.
Not even tonight. My piece is titled One Night of Passion.
Uh-oh. My eyes bugged. Hold on.
And the piece go like this. One night of passion is all that we have. Let's make it like lovers can. Run the bath water, drop in some scented oils. Test the waters before we get in. This skin is too subtle to be burned. This day as well earned. I get in first, 1 foot at a time. You get in next as fast as you can. Picking up the sponge to wash my back. Hurrying to the front to do the breast. Paying close attention to both nipples as I lay back and enjoy this bath of pleasure. Washing my arms, legs, and in between my thighs as I want to cry because this feels so good and can't be true that is you. Rubbing, pouring, wanting to explore right now. Legs, feet, oh yeah, let's not forget the feet. Being massaged as you start, sucking on one toe after each other. Now it's my shot. I was ready from the start, passing me the sponge that is just for you. I commenced to use my hands, lifting both arms, making sure those strong, big, muscular arms are clean so I can lay in them while we embrace. Washing your chest ever so gently, rushing to get to your middle. Excited by the sight, I try to jump on you. Right then, as you say, wait, it's coming in a little while. Just finish so we can get started. Panting, feeling dizzy, my mind is going crazy. Bath is all done, now let's just get to the fun. And that was my piece.
All right, strong.
Let's show my sister some love. Woo! You did your thing as usual, girl. All right. All right, Miss Strong Island. Are you ready?
Thank you.
Miss Strong Island. She said, thank you. You did your thing, girl. You know we love you. All right, we're going to keep it going. That was Miss Strong Island, and we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 786 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is DC, the voice of reason.
Hello, welcome back there, sir.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. Yourself?
Not bad. We
okay.
Knew you drop it like it's hot.
Well, what I'm going to do is, let's see, I'm going to do a piece I haven't done in a while. It's called Echoes of Freedom. And hopefully y'all like it. We'll see what I can do. Hold on. Just let me know when you're ready.
We're ready. Do you, babe.
Today is not your birthday, but it could be your last day breathing. 365 days multiplied by four seasons of grieving for reasons that love can no longer pay for. When time was all your child wanted but not needed, because they gave that to the kid that took your life and is still breathing, and now you have the nerve to feel cheated. Tithing time to your job when at home prayers are needed. Kids screaming, love for sale, mama, and your funds are depleted. 66 books of life made you authenticated, and you won't even read it. So uncompromised beginnings plagues our kids' endings, leaving dreams deleted. Living in a world where hate is a disease that goes untreated, that's featured in the schools that raise our children, built on demonic foundations that don't resemble God's reflection, so our kids go unprotected, submerged in life lessons that are so hard to learn yet so easy to question, so our kids are left to redeem uncultivated debts in this parental recession, with vouchers of generational curses handed out abundantly, that disrespectfully never broke the cycle, with kids becoming living authors to their own reality books with no titles, nominating God as their rival instead of their source of survival, bathing in pools of denials with burdens harnessed on the backs of trials with domestic influences but universal themes, allowing your limitations to orchestrate your inspirations that paralyzes dreams, giving birth to failures from a breached delivery, compelling me to intercede on nominated knees, fueling this engine of integrity, becoming the epitome of God's light whenever I speak, creating echoes of hallelujah screams whenever I preach, becoming all 66 books whenever I teach, bathing in God's graces, bringing truth to phrases and stages of illuminations by starving your eyes wide shut realities and feeding your spiritual expectations. So God, as you continue to listen to my spiritual salutations, I thank you in advance for your promises of yes and amen. And that's that piece.
Hey, that was hot.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord, you were lifting the mic.
Yes. Now, I think Apollo just went through the airways on that piece. Yes, we enjoyed that. You did that in the show. Well, all right. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm going to have to listen to that in my archives again. They show you some bad luck in the chat room. All right, Mr. DC, you brought it, man.
Thank you very much, Cole.
Thanks, DC.
Yeah, we so love you for that.
I appreciate that.
I wanted to say hallelujah, amen.
Wow. I want to thank y'all for giving me the opportunity to do my thing.
All right. We thank you for coming out, because without the poets coming out, we wouldn't have a poetry show. So thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, that was... Man, my heart is still pounding for that piece. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 323 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Good evening, Poetic E and Stevie G. It is I, the Oracle, said she today. Hello, chat room family.
What's up, Oracle?
Blog Talk Radio. How are you guys doing this fine, wonderful evening?
We're good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Oh, so excellent. Enjoying this beautiful, beautiful weather here in sunny California, Hollywood, California, to be exact. I know your lines are full, so I'll get right to it. This piece is full.
Don't call me blasting out how nice it is out there, and we under snow out here.
That's why I was going to get quick to the phone, because I didn't want you guys to slap me down. That's why we live here in Los Angeles, darling. Come out and visit. We'll take care, good care of you. This piece is called My Heart is Filled with Emotion. I was able to champion someone else's cause in the midst of my own crises, despair, a smile of recognition, a glint in the eye of someone who understands, adding to the outcome of destiny. My heart is filled with emotion, the emotion of life. No words can do it justice. Its basic precepts simply understood, realizing the profound effect a word from me will have, recognizing the delicate balance between the id and ego. My heart is filled with emotion. Unable to put into words the sincerity of my spirit, purging the intense fire burning in the cavern of my soul, freedom is but a truth away, waiting to be set free by my internal moral compass blueprint, etched over a lifetime of life. My heart is filled with emotion, swelling as the synergy rises along the banks of my life experiences. It hurts facing the reality, truth of my pain. Vulnerability, the chosen word in my current thesaurus of life. My heart is filled with emotion. I'm confused, sorting the madness from the method, making sense of it all, allowing for the disconnected sense of the universal scheme of things. My heart is filled with an emotion not quite educated in the perfection of life, perfection of perfect. Is there such a thing? It seems wrong to accept defeat in a war not yet done. It seems wrong to give up the ghost before the challenge is realized. It seems wrong to admit failure before the ultimate try. It seems I have nothing further to share. My heart is filled with emotion, so I'll just cry and cleanse it away. I'll keep filling my heart with love on this and every day. While on book tour in Oakland, California at a signing, I overheard a young lady lamenting about her life conditions. I suggested she get the book, that there might be a word for her. She asked me to choose the word. I chose well because she began crying and thanking me for touching her soul. I was moved to write this piece when I returned to my hotel. What moved me was the knowledge that in the middle of my own life issues, I felt nothing about putting my needs aside for the benefit of others. Not to brag, it's just nice every once in a while to recognize the good in oneself. Try it. You might like it. And that's that piece.
That was wonderful.
Yes, that was the oracle.
Pretty class.
Thank you.
That touched my heart and my spirit.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Should we share with them a secret that's not really a secret? The fact that Poetic Energy is going to be on my show.
Yes, I am going to be on the Oracle show in March.
That's right.
Yes,
March 27th, right?
Yes.
That's right. I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm so excited, honey.
I'm so looking forward to it. Oh, you brought tears to my eyes with that piece because it doesn't help once in a while to think about somebody else. Woof.
You know, really, you know how you do it. You get asked to come to do a signing. I was on tour, and they took care of, you know, the hotel and all of that, but I didn't have a dime to my name in terms of my personal expenses, you know, and yet I went ahead and did it because that's what I was led to do. And, you know, in your own mind, you're thinking, oh, woe is me, woe is me. And then to have someone share their story, you realize, one, you're not out here alone. Two, what you're dealing with is nothing compared to what a great many other people are dealing with that's way worse off, you know. So, yeah, I had to put myself aside. It humbles you. It absolutely humbles you.
Oh, I don't know why I'm getting so full over that. Ooh. See, you may have to take over the mic for a minute. Woo!
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Feeling good tonight, believe me.
Oh. You know, but, you know, it just hits me because, you know, it only takes a few seconds to really show an act of kindness to someone else and leave your own problems and not think about what you're going through because it always is someone else, you know, doing worse off than you are, and, you know, to be able to extend, to, you know, push that aside and then, you know, show some love and show some compassion toward another person is just a wonderful thing to be able to do that.
Thank you, Oracle.
Thank
you. You touch my heart, sister. Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for your interview. It's going to be all about you.
All right.
Love you.
All right. That was the Oracle, y'all.
Thank you for coming
out.
Let me
tell you.
And doing what you always
do. All right, we're going to take the next caller. Thank you, Oracle, for sharing that piece with us.
You're welcome, darling. I'm going to take my hand down so that I can clear up the queue for you.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Good night.
I'm still listening. Good night.
All right, y'all. We are... I'm still feeling full from that piece. Thank you, Oracle, for sharing that with us. It just made me think about, you know, how, you know, poetry can really touch a lot of, you know, people, you know, in so many different ways. We can use that to minister to other people's souls and to their lives and to, you know, show an act of kindness. You know, poetry is just such a wonderful thing. But that piece really touched my heart. So I'm, you know, forgive me, but I'm a little overwhelmed tonight. All right. At first I was on a natural high, but now I'm on a spiritual high. I'm getting highs and lows tonight, CBG.
I feel you, baby.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller on 504, you are on the air with Poetic E and CBG, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hi, this is Mystique again.
Hi, Mystique, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
All right.
Woo. You going to bless us again, Mystique?
Yes, I am.
All right,
all
baby.
Righty. Take it away.
This piece is titled Failing Our Youth.
Alright.
How much longer will we continue to fail our youth? Without the proper guidance, we're allowing them to become gangbangers, drug dealers, killers, and prostitutes. So tired of watching our kids being murdered in the streets. Time for them ran out much too soon, so young women and men they'll never grow to be. Kids killing kids more and more every day. Leaving families heartbroken as tears roll down their faces, falling on their knees, they pray. As a mother cries out, Lord, please bring my baby back. A father stands speechless, not knowing how to react. While the cold of silence runs deep through the hood, our witnesses turning a blind eye, not speaking up like they should. But can we really blame them for being afraid to speak? Because protection from the police they will not see? As more and more violence runs rampant in our streets, on the 10 o'clock news, lifeless young bodies are being covered with sheets. As their peers look on and hang their heads in disbelief, a world filled with hatred causes so much grief. How much longer will we fail our youth? Their youth to be positive role models for our kids to look up to. Now young men just want to be like the rappers they see on TV, flossing their bling while their pants sag off their butts down to their knees. Young women dressing without leaving anything for the imagination while giving up their goods. Our kids are lost in this world that we call life because so many of us won't stand up like we should. Let's take them by the hand and lead them down the right road. It's time for us to fight for our youths and allow them to see in our eyes they're worth 10 times as much as gold. And that despite their circumstances and situations, we believe in them. Let us teach them to believe in self so they'll be able to stick their chest out and hold their heads up high as they walk across that stage for their college graduation day. Let's give them something more to look forward to than just another day, but another year, one less body and senseless tears. Now is the time for us to stand up for our youth and show them a better way before time for them runs out, and for us there'll be nothing left we can do and no more that we can say. And that's my piece.
All right.
You know what? The messages are coming to the. Let me give her some love for that piece. Yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite parts that you said in that piece was let us take them by the hand and lead them down the right road. Woo! I love that. Thanks. We got messengers coming in the house tonight. All right, Mystique, we so love you for that piece and sharing this and delivering. You really delivered a message, actually. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We so appreciate you. I wrote that. I had to write that down because that is just a pivotal point of that. Your peace, let us take them by the hand and lead them down the right road. We have a responsibility to lead our youth and our children down the right road. Thank you so much for sharing that piece.
All right.
That was Mystique, y'all, on the mic. All right. Are we going to take we're going to take another piece from my co-host tonight. So, Stevie G, without further ado.
All right. I wrote
bring it
this,
on.
It's a very short piece, but I wrote it, and what inspired me to write it was, you know, how people always depict your poems in a way that it doesn't come out the way you think it should, or they depict it in their way. So I wrote this poem. It's called Depictions. What I see through my eyes doesn't always come out in what I write. My heart collaborated with my mind gives me different views and different insights. I'm a storyteller, and I can create a tall tale. I can turn a tramp into the most eloquent female. I can disfigure a thing of beauty with the blink of an eye. I can turn a room full of laughter into an ocean of tears that cry. Don't mind me, I'm just a little old writer. But with this tool, I can turn a rainy day into a blazing fire. I don't know where my gift of writing came from. It just came to me. And ever since, I've been writing repetitively. My depictions are indeed the way my creativity may display, but your reading of my depictions may be interpreted in a totally different way. So my suggestion to you is not to feed off what I write, but open your mind to my depictions and expect new insight. And that's my piece.
Woo! You know what I love about that piece is,
yes,
what is that? When you said expect new insight. That was a lovely piece. Lovely piece. I'm glad you shared that with us, co-hosts. You always bring it anyway. go ahead. CK said, oh, my God, Stevie, work it.
Thank you,
Stevie. Everybody's showing his hand love. All right. We're going to keep the show going. We have 8 more minutes remaining in the show. And we wanted to get a opportunity to share one more piece with you by Jay Wah. One of our show favorites.
Morning, there you lying by my side, babe. You ain't
All right, y'all, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E, and your co-host, PVG. All right, that was Jane Wyme with Water. That came by special request, so I played it, and that's one of our show favorites. All right, we have 3 more minutes remaining into the show. We're just going to just take this moment to thank all of the people who showed up and all the listeners and all of the people that are in the chat room. Azaria, we'll get you next time. I hope that you get the nerves, because I know you will. You have a beautiful, beautiful voice. In a demanding voice in poetry. You have some great pieces that I've read, and I can't wait to hear them on the air. Thank you to guest 131, guest 667, guest 843, Shanice Marie, thank you, my co-host CBG, Miss Strong Island, and the Oracle. Thank you all for hanging out with us tonight. We do have 3 more minutes remaining in the show. And we're going to make just a couple of announcements. We do have a show for Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday. We have model actress Donna Ricks that's going to be on the show, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 p.m. Central Time. So if you get a chance to stop on through and hang out with us during that interview, we certainly welcome you. And then, again, we have on Thursday night, again, open mic night, same time and same place. All righty, we are going to sign off with some more of Jane Wyme with her song Leu is the title of the song. But thank you so much for showing up and gracing us with all your pieces, the ones that got me emotional, the ones that took me into a place. Woof. All righty. The ones that sent surges through my airways. Thank you so much, poets and songbirds, for coming out to the show. We so love you and appreciate you. And we'll see you at the same time in the same place next week, y'all. Lord willing, God bless. Good night. And we're going to take it out with some more Jane Wyme with one of her songs, Leu. Good night, y'all.
I miss you. You left a few minutes ago, and I miss you. Your smell lingers on my pillow, and as I pick it up and close my eyes tightly, I inhale you. Even though your presence is not here, your essence is here. And it's a part of me now, captured my heart, and wow, I don't want this to end. These emotions run deep like desert tree roots in search of water to quench its thirst. The roots grow hundreds of feet just to find sustenance. When water's found, it needs not look any further. You are my water. I need not look any further. I know this happened overnight, it seems, but I knew at first glance of you, my eyes captured something special. And I know you felt it too, because upon second glance of me, static electricity had you stuck. Since the sensation was so strong, you had to look away the first time. Eyes glued to my aura and my light welcomed you. No cheap thrills. This is as real as you brushing your lips to my cheek, as me caressing my cheek to your face, as our full lips meeting, as our first kiss. Simply electrifying. Kismet forced us here, so who are we to deny what destiny bestowed upon us? Denying this longing for each other is like denying grass is green and the sky is blue. It's true. Why reject it? So, my water. I will not search for another drink unless you decide to leave me thirsty and my mouth runs dry. I will miss you for now. But know that you are not far. For I have tasted you, and you are. And you are.